Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I figured you out and you hate it. Because I got great rhythm and I know you're trying to half
got
beat
no
me
damn
off.
Rhythm.
You are trying to half beat me off.
Got it no would damn game.
Not be the first time you half beat off a guy that you worked with. You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
54 degrees right now. I'm going to get up into the mid-60s. It's cloudy, but it's what we need after yesterday. That got sneaky hot.
Yeah, a little bit.
We went out to the Red Wings game, had a blast yesterday. Yeah. And I'm sitting there with my daughters. Kimmy was there. And all of a sudden, it was like, oh, God.
Yeah. Did not put on the proper amount of sunscreen.
No, I didn't have any sunscreen at all. And you know, I'm the pastiest guy ever.
Yes.
And my wife's a dermatologist. So if anyone comes home with a sunburn, I'm in serious trouble.
Yeah, I would think.
And you got to keep that in mind.
For what?
Well, this weekend. Well, not only is it Father's Day on Sunday.
Yeah.
And there could be outdoor activities. You just have to do your standard outdoor stuff.
Okay.
Right? You know, taking care of the lawn.
Yeah.
One man or woman, I guess, tried to get ahead of their lawn work Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it went terribly wrong.
How could it go wrong?
Out in Rush, the fire department had to be called after a riding mower burst into flames.
God damn, when did you ever hear of that?
I've never heard of that before.
Flaming mower.
So authorities say it happened just after 2 o'clock off Middle Road. Luckily, this person actually did exactly what they were supposed to do.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do when my rider catches on fire.
Okay, you're supposed to call the fire department.
Yeah.
I mean, they
like
did.
It's going to blow up?
They did exactly what they were supposed to do before it caught on fire, because they recommend that after you're done mowing, you leave your mower outside of the garage to cool down.
Okay.
Do you do that?
No, I used to not. I used to just put
a hot mower back in the garage.
Yeah.
Or shed, yeah.
Yeah. You just drive it in there.
No.
I didn't know you were supposed to let those things cool off.
Like,
I never
even like
saw
a push
my dad
mower?
Do it growing
Same
up.
Same thing?
All mowers.
All mower, you got to let it cool down.
You got to let it cool down outside.
I don't cool down my car. I pulled my car in.
A car is not a lawnmower.
Put that on a T-shirt.
Well, I mean, for you, you wouldn't think you'd have to, but for you,
okay.
Apparently you do.
Yeah. So what's the problem?
So, well, no. Well,
we
don't know what caused the mower to burst into flames, but because this person left their mower outside to cool, it did not set their garage on fire.
Oh, okay. All right.
It just burned itself in the driveway. Bro, this thing burned down to the metal.
So it had to explode, right? It hits the gas tank.
It did not say that it exploded.
Damn.
But because this person did the right thing.
Burned into the chassis.
And let it cool down. It did burn the chassis, but it did not set their garage or house on fire. So, way to go out there in Rush.
Yeah.
Is this, Kimmy, would it be embarrassing if your lawnmower caught on fire?
How could it not?
I mean, it would look like you did something really wrong.
Yeah.
Like, if you saw that in your neighbor's yard, a mower's burst in the flames, you're like, That guy doesn't know what he's doing.
The first thing I would think, he was smoking on the mower, threw the butt out, and it caught on to something in the engine, and it caught on fire.
Which, by the way, one of the worst Motley Crue songs of all time.
Which is what?
Smoking on the riding mower!
Yeah, like, even if it wasn't that guy's fault, it was just a weird fluke thing, I would still think, how did that happen? Okay. What did you do?
Can we back up for a second?
Yeah.
You said you would have thought the guy was smoking on the mower.
Well, I'm trying to think of why a mower would burst into flames. I've never seen that.
But it starts with spark plugs. Why would the flame? Why would the
no, like maybe there was like a gas leak or something on the engine. You threw the butt and it caught onto something.
And so it caught that, and then like in all crappy action movies, the fire takes the rush.
Because I had a neighbor when I lived in Webster. He was a chain smoker.
Okay.
And when you saw him, he was a big man. You would see him on that mower, man, smoking on that mower all the time, and just flicking butts into the grass, you know, while he was going around.
Yeah, I would do that when I was
right. Mowing. So I think maybe one caught onto something.
I get it. There is, if you do have to mow the lawn, you know, I hate mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
If you're a smoker, smoking and mowing was awesome.
This dude must have went through a half a pack, man. Just jiggling and puffing.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out. I don't think I'm judging a neighbor because I don't know what you could do so wrong.
It would be so startling. Yeah.
Wouldn't you? You would have to blame the mower first.
Yeah.
Well, no, because you said you would judge the neighbor.
No, I wouldn't, because it's so weird that a mower would catch on fire.
Here's the other thing, too, about mowers.
Yeah.
Mowers run the gamut of high-end to low-end.
Oh, yeah.
There are people that have mowers that have been in their families for 50
years. You hang on to them too long.
Exactly. Like, no two lawn mowers look the same.
So when I moved into my wife's house, she had a mower with a name I never even heard of. It sounded like it was built in Germany in the 40s. And it was 35 years old.
The
mower was 35 years old.
And it was
the mower
still
was older than her kids.
And it was still working and running.
Kind of.
Okay.
But it's, you know, it was a piece of junk.
Sure.
So that thing could have burst into flames at any moment.
But that's what I mean, though. You see these people with, like, these ancient mowers, and they're going fine. So I wouldn't think. I mean, this is a riding mower. It looks fairly new, at least the charred out chassis does. Yeah. I would not think something like this. It even looks like it has, like, a thing on the front for an attachment, like a basket or something.
Oh, okay.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this riding lawnmower that burst into flames in the middle of the afternoon on Wednesday in Rush. Luckily, whoever owns this mower did the right thing. They left it outside of their garage.
So it wasn't even running when it caught on fire.
No, it was after everything was done. It was cooling down outside. It burst into flames. They had to call the fire department.
God damn.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Pete. Hey, Petey. How are you, buddy?
Duffy, you got the wrong song.
What song?
Smoke in the driveway, my mower is on fire.
Pete, you're right. That's a much better
Very
song.
Very good.
Pete, thanks for the call. But, okay, bye, Pete. I don't want him to ruin it because he did really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now we're getting guys legitimately writing us wife.
So now you're going to get mower info?
Yep, like Ridge.
Yeah.
He writes us on
Instagram.
That's a
guy that knows his lawnmowers.
Yeah, you don't call yourself Ridge. Mm. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us, he is theorizing dry grass around the muffler.
But is that I mean, you would think you run into dry grass all the time.
But it hasn't been very dry out. It's been pretty wet.
Yeah, how you like that, Ridge? Who feels stupid now? Right, trying to participate in the conversation.
Oh, but it could have been like old grass that's still sitting on
Maybe.
The mower from because if you don't rinse your mower off every time, that does build up.
You rinse your mower every time?
I did when I was a mower.
Every time?
Yeah, I used to hit it with the hose. Not like... Now, pretty much every time. Not when I put it away, but when I pulled it out sometimes. I would rinse it off, let it fire up.
How did you not find a single hobby in your life?
Now that he said, I think my husband does that too.
Every time.
Just
rinse off. If it gets really dirty. I mean, sometimes it doesn't get that dirty if the grass is dry, but if it's wet, it builds up on the wheels and stuff.
No, if you have a push mower, you do what everybody is supposed to do.
Now, we had a little tractor, a little rider.
You leave it outside, you let it cool down, and then when it cools down, you take it and you roll it back, like, boom, 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 boom.
Well, you're not
going to
do that with a
fall.
Tractor.
Why, because you're a puss? Can't lift it?
No.
Tommy, I cannot call the grass off a tractor. I got a tractor. I think she makes my tractor sexy, but it doesn't because I'm a bitch-ass bitch. That was one of the most satisfying things of mowing the lawn. I hate mowing the lawn, but I loved knocking the mower around where all the grass fell out in clumps. It was, I don't know what it was.
Something satisfying.
There was something very satisfying about watching all of the big, wet clumps of grass fall out of my lawnmower.
Wow.
That's all I... That's
I mean,
all
I've seen some guys do some serious, like, post-mowing maintenance on their thing. So I had another neighbor in Webster, Amaral.
He would armor all his mower?
So he'd do the tires and any of the rubber on it?
Why?
Like, that thing was, like, shiny when he got done. It almost looked like he was going to some mower hot rod convention at Tom Walls or Bill Gray's.
I'm trying to rack my brain why it would be necessary.
It's a guy with time on his hands, okay. And it's one of his toys. But, I mean, I will say, it looks sharp.
Who cares what it looks like?
It looks pretty sharp, man.
No, but the lawnmower doesn't have to look like anything.
I know.
It's a tool.
It's the same guy that hoses out, his trash cans every time.
Okay, but the trash can, that kind of, I think that guy's lame, too, but that kind of serves a purpose.
Like, yeah, to get out the stinkies.
Exactly. Like, this does nothing.
I know.
Nothing.
I know.
Nobody.
It's a little personal satisfaction, how gleaming his mower is.
Like, I'll be honest with you. If I had a neighbor that was armor-alling the rubber on his
riding
mower.
The tires and all the rubber.
Yeah. I would go across the street and ask him if everything was okay.
Was it?
No, that seems like what you do right before you have a mental breakdown.
Oh. Yes. Well, I haven't heard from him since. So,
like, oh, he's going to finish that up, go inside, sit in his sandbox, and write pet sounds. Like, that's how, like, crazy we're talking here. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this lawnmower, riding lawnmower, that burst into flame while it was cooling down in Rush, sitting in the driveway on Wednesday, just after 2 o'clock. Even owning this lawnmower in that moment.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're not the one that sees it on fire.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you're in the house,
mm-hmm.
and your wife goes, the lawnmower's on fire. You wouldn't believe her.
No, I would think, like, maybe it's just...
She's mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, like, maybe it's just some smoke coming off it, but...
Well, whatever it is. Okay.
It's smoke, not on fire.
You wouldn't think what happened.
Yeah, like, you know? I blew a hose or something.
Okay, I'm going to ask a really stupid question.
What?
I've never had a riding lawnmower.
They are nice.
Okay.
You never owned a riding mower? You're married to a doctor.
I mean,
what are you
surprised
waiting
because
on?
Because you have such a large yard.
Because you own a 10-year-old car. You don't have a mower.
I have a mower. I don't
you
have a
riding you
mower.
You have a... Old ass mower.
Yes, it works, man.
Yeah, it's good enough.
It cuts.
I'm not going to spend $60 on a new mower.
If riding mowers were $60, I'd happily spend $60.
It does seem like something you would enjoy.
Riding lawnmower?
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Popping in your headphones.
Yeah.
Taking some time to drive around your yard.
It's like your own little cocoon.
One, I don't want to spend the money. Two, I'm also afraid that I'm going to take a corner too fast and I'm going sideways. I that's a legitimate
you're
fear.
Roll
of mine.
A mower.
Well, bro, like you're not top heavy. Like you're an itty bitty guy.
Yeah.
You're like Formula One mower guy. Like I'm high off the mower, so I'm afraid if I take that corner too fast, the whole thing's
going. It is
funny.
Going. Big guys on lawnmowers do look stupid.
So then, why are you trying to encourage me?
Like you're on some kid's toy. Like you should have a lawn service. I have a lawn service.
Yeah, but no, you don't. Your wife has a lawn service.
Yeah, she's got a lawn service.
You live there, which is funny because you also brag about how well you keep your landscape.
Well, I burnt out on it. I couldn't do it.
I burn out. I love lawns. I'm burnt out, but it's still
my back couldn't
cool.
take the jiggle.
Oh no, my back. Jiggle
you know, back. I got the bad back. I got the bad sciatic.
You got the bad everything, man.
Bro, I'm beat up bad.
No kidding. I'm looking at you. No, but what I'm saying is, having never owned a riding lawnmower, you don't have insurance on that, right?
Well, I think you're covered under your homeowners, aren't you?
So is this person going to get their money back for the...
I don't know how that works.
That's what I mean.
It may depend on how
old. Yeah, I guess you could file a claim, right?
I
don't know.
I've been fortunate enough, knock on wood, to not have to use insurance for homeowners stuff.
Okay.
But I don't know. Like, if there's a guy out there with Armor-All on the tires, I'm just thinking, like, they don't have, like, lawnmower collision policies, do they?
You never see that advertised on, like, any of those commercials.
No.
It's always, like, boat, motorcycle, camper... Never seen mower.
It feels like they're missing an opportunity to rip us off.
Yeah.
Right? Because you know every guy would go out and buy insurance on his riding.
Well, if you got a high-end mower. Like
see,
those,
you're already doing
okay,
it. You're already
well.
Justified.
Let's say you got zero turn. That's a $4,000 mower minimum.
So, quick Google search here, and I'm sure that there are differences, but it says, yes, a riding lawn mower is typically covered under the personal property section of a standard homeowner's
all
insurance
right, so
policy.
All right, good.
You're good.
All right, so all right, everything worked out. The person did this thing right. Fire department got there before it got super dangerous, and hopefully they have the kind of insurance where they get their lawnmower paid for.
Get a new mower.
That's right.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Women care about their asses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Their peach.
The booty.
The cake, as the kids call it.
Yeah.
Right? You get on social media, you got, Kimmy, you're slammed with 20 different exercises how to fix your butt.
Sure, yeah.
Keep it tight.
That's right. Men, on the other hand, we have traditionally not cared about our butts.
No.
But we should. And something that you are doing every single day is destroying that high-end hiney.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Your ass looks terrible because of you going to work every day.
Mm. Just dragging my ass to work.
That ain't it.
Sitting on your butt.
My ass.
Kimmy hit it.
What?
Got to be sitting.
You got it.
If you work a job where you sit a lot.
There is a new epidemic called office chair ass.
You get an office ass.
You got it. And by the way, this also applies to you if you sit in a truck all day.
Okay.
The length of time you are sitting is destroying your gluteal muscle group. In fact, the medical term for office chair ass is atrophy of the gluteal muscle group.
Oh, yeah.
And when you don't use... When you don't use dad ass, you lose dad ass.
So you're getting a sloppy ass.
It causes fat to build up. The fat then drags down the muscle, which flattens out your ass because you're sitting on it all day.
So you're flattening your fat ass.
You got it. You get saggy ass.
Yeah.
And look, no woman wants a saggy ass.
No.
Right? That's like a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
But men do not look good with saggy asses.
But they don't care.
You ever see a guy?
I think you care. If you have one or if you've noticed it changing, I'm going to guess you care.
I don't know.
Whether or not you do anything about it.
I don't know if men notice their asses.
No.
You don't think?
I mean, they don't do ass workouts. I mean, most guys will lift weights, right?
Well,
they care about how big their arms are.
I mean.
Like when a guy goes, the one thing he'll try to keep doing is biceps.
I know. See, that's because you skip leg day. Your squats.
So you think there's guys out there.
Oh, I know.
Doing like serious squat work. Yeah. You think the majority of men do squats?
I think if you're in the gym.
If you're in the gym, yeah. I'm just talking regular guy.
No.
He gets up every morning, got to get his squats in.
No, I don't think he does that. But that's why we have an epidemic of office chair ass, right? And Kimmy, you said it before. Like, you know, forever, women have liked looking at guys' asses in sports pants.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But it does seem in the last couple of years, even everyday men, the spotlight is now more on their hiney.
Why?
Women are checking out asses. Hi. I don't know why.
Which is weird, though, because...
Super weird.
Because the jeans are getting wider, tougher to show off that butt.
Oh, wait, men's jeans are getting wide again?
Like, men are moving on from, like, the skinny jeans, which would have showed off your butt, to, like, a more wide-leg trouser.
He's a wide leg man.
Okay.
So I would think that wouldn't make sense then if you're trying to show off your butt, why the trend's changing.
Is it possible men are trending towards wider jeans because of the epidemic?
Yeah, they give it up.
Office right? chair Could ass.
Be. Can't get into them skinny jeans.
I will say this.
What?
There is nothing worse than a man in khakis with a saggy ass. Because it looks like you have an upside down camel behind you.
All right. So you're talking about guys who started to develop the pillow ass.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Well, no, because pillow ass can also be round. I'm talking about it's like flat down,
so you gotta,
then the pillow
ass. So it's like a pancake.
You got no butt, really.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, no, I mean, because you can have the sag at the bottom. That's what this problem is. Like, it looks like.
They're like mud flaps.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. You nailed it. You nailed it.
You put Yosemite Sam on there. Back off.
So it turns out with office chair issue or office chair ass, the sitting is not actually the issue. Really? It's the lack of movement while we're working.
So you're just you're not getting any exercise, just basically. Not, you got to walk. Like,
okay.
The blood's pooling up down there. What's going on?
What's that, the blood?
You got a bloody ass, you do. You got a flabby, bloody, flappy ass.
Experts say there is a very simple solution to this.
What, take the stairs?
Well, that's one of them.
Got to get up and move.
Yes, every 30 minutes, get some activity done. So they say you can do laps around the office. You do that.
Yeah, but I do that so I don't lose a leg to blood clots.
Yeah, but, I mean, it makes your ass look great.
Because my ass will look really bad when I only got one leg.
Are we sure?
It would look good, man.
Oh, maybe it makes your ass look better.
How's that?
If you're all ass.
Well, I guess it would draw attention away from my ass looking at my missing leg.
There you go.
Or my peg.
They say, though, the laps are fine. The better exercise to do at work every day, body weight squats every 45 minutes.
You mean like bring weights and do squats?
No. Body weight.
Just do squats with your natural weight.
All right. That's going to look weird at work.
So they say 10 to 20 body weight squats wherever you are in your office every 45 minutes.
Every 45 minutes?
Yeah.
That's not that much. It's once an hour, pretty much.
But you're working and doing it.
They also say lunges will effectively help this.
So you're going to walk around the office lunging?
Well, no, you lunge in place.
Yeah. That looks so stupid.
It could be hard, though, considering what you have to wear to work every day.
Well, I mean,
if you're wearing those. Certain materials.
You're in dress
stretch.
Pants. If you're in an office, you're probably in dress pants.
If you're in an office, you're wearing the stretchy dress pants. Let's be real.
But you got a belt on. You got a shirt.
You got a belt. Come on. You could do 10. They want 10 body weight lunges on each
side.
So
can I take my belt off and my shirt off and just do it in my slacks and t-shirt?
You can do whatever you want, man.
Okay.
I'm not your boss. Would you judge a coworker for doing in-office exercise?
Yeah, I would think you're just doing it to show off.
Yeah, but this has always existed. Like, there's always been a couple coworkers, I think, that follow those trends, whether they have the medicine ball that they sit on or they do the the walking treadmill thing.
Which probably okay.
What is it? Like it's got, I don't know, walking pad.
Yeah, walking pad. So Breezy, our coworker,
she's got a walking pad.
She got a walking pad. The thing's huge. She brought it into work.
Yeah, didn't you have to bring it in for her?
Yeah, she's like, excuse me, help, please bring in this walking pad for me. The thing, she bought it on like some cheap ass website. It's loud as hell, and she was able to use it for 3 days before Moose, her co-host, was like, never.
You could hear it on air.
Yeah. So now it just sits on the wall. Like, even the work treadmill has clothes hanging on it at PXY.
So what if you just, like, took stairs and walked?
Well, I mean, if you have stairs, fine.
Yeah.
But you're just saying that because you don't want to do any more
stuff.
Not
everybody, I think, has a big enough space, I guess, to take a lap, but I don't know what your office looks like.
That's true.
Can I point something out, Kimmy?
Yeah.
As we talk about office chair ass, medical term, atrophy of the gluteal muscle group, you know, doctors encouraging people, if you want to keep your ass looking, as Tommy put it, like Yosemite Sam mud flaps, getting up and getting activity, body weight squats every 45 minutes, 10 lunges, body weight lunges on each side. You just said you would make fun of a coworker for doing this stuff.
Yes.
Yet you brag multiple times a day about how you get up and do your laps.
Yes, I do.
In fact, every time you come across someone while you're doing your laps, you say out loud, just doing my laps.
Yes. And TJ wants to make fun of me every day.
From the B.
Yeah, yes, from the B. Because at times that she comes up twice a day and she looks at me like I'm a lunatic. And I'll have a conversation with her while I'm doing the laps because I used to scare her coming up from around the corner doing my laps. So now I try to make it known that I'm here so I don't frighten her.
Lap man coming through. Here comes a lap boy.
Yeah. But everybody thinks I'm a lunatic.
No, but see, but here's the thing. You're doing it.
Yeah.
Yes,
so,
I am.
So what leg that you're going to lose because your blood clots do you have to stand on making fun of somebody else for doing
it? Well, because I go away and do it. But if I stood in here.
Would you go away and do
it. If I stood in here
yeah.
while you're trying to work and some midgets in here doing squats bug-eyed.
I mean, that really just, well, if you stare at me like
I
that, do it, yes, that's going to bother me.
Count my lunges for me.
No, I mean, like, you just being in here is a distraction most of the time.
So it'd be worse.
There are times when I will walk in on you having a conversation with me not in the room.
Yes, okay. I have.
In his defense, I've done that multiple times, too.
Yeah. Well, and it's the only time you agree with me.
And I love how you go, like, if I was doing that, it would look weird. Bro, you got office-ass face.
Nothing you could do about that.
No. Can't do face squats.
Well, I can only mom's house.
Got that?
I got it.
Cannibal to mom's house.
You know the, you know what I'm saying.
Sounds like a Beach Boys
Your mother
song.
Sits on my face.
Everybody knows cannibal to mom's house. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Okay, so you say if you go away from your coworkers, this is okay.
That would help. It would be less of a distraction.
Some people take the lunchtime walk.
Okay, well, but again, the walk.
Those are usually like squatty middle-aged women in sneakers.
You are doing this!
With my gal pals.
You are?
Me, Gail, and Blanche are going to do our walk.
You are doing exactly that. And you have the same shoes as a middle-aged office woman. All right, so you're telling me then, if you went upstairs on your walk and you came around the corner where I went away and you saw me doing push-ups.
I think you're weird.
But I'm doing what you told me to do.
All right.
No, I'm saying what I'm getting at is.
Go away from everybody.
Yes, there's nothing I could do if I wanted to fight.
Without looking a little weird.
Yeah, you would make fun of me no matter what. So while doing what I'm doing.
So on the old show, Tutulio, you used to have a 20-pound dumbbell in the room. And he would do curls sometimes on breaks, and then he would start doing push-ups and stuff.
Okay.
And it was, like, so annoying.
Why?
Because because you're in the room, like, we're talking, we're just being regular guys, right? And all of a sudden, you know, Jack LaLanne breaks out over here, and he's going to do his workout. And it was just dumb.
Okay, can I counterpoint that?
And he was doing the push-ups, and the other thing was crunches.
Okay.
He's laying on the floor doing his crunches.
All right, counterpoint.
But
Tools looks great.
Does. He looks great.
No,
what's it get him? Nothing.
But no, well, what do you mean, what's it get him?
We don't know.
You've been married for 30 years. It gets you nothing.
You know what I bet he doesn't have? Blood clots he has to walk off on a daily basis.
Well, so what?
like, you're sitting here criticizing this guy for doing this thing. For his age, he looks phenomenal.
He does.
Phenomenal.
Does nothing for you.
Oh, John, miss you, buddy.
We're saying he looks great, and you're like, it doesn't do anything for him. But it clearly does. We don't know what he would look like if he didn't do it.
It wouldn't matter.
He looked like that.
It doesn't matter.
No, it does matter. He takes pride in himself, which you also argue men should do on a daily basis.
But do it away. You don't need to break out Planet Fitness around your goddamn cubicle in the morning.
Can I do a quick side by now that you bring that up?
Yeah.
So, you know, a couple of years ago, Bills had that game snowed out, and they had to go play a regular season game in Detroit against the Browns. So I went out to Detroit to go catch that game, and I had broadcast live from our studios, our company studios in Detroit. In the studio, they have a Planet Fitness tiny gym.
That's pretty
really?
Cool.
It's like double
at the office for the studio. Game.
Yeah. So it's like it's amongst the studios. It's the double the size of the room we're in now, and they have all of this workout equipment. And it's like, you know, big glass window, so you can walk by. If we had that, and I worked out in that gym.
It's workout, a gym. That's what it's for.
What's that?
I said it's a gym, though. That's what it's for. It's a space.
Well, I'm working out, man. What are you doing?
Tommy would be like just standing there in the window, just staring at everybody working out. Like, you want to call the people working out creepy, but you'd be the real creep.
He would bring his tracksuit to change into, and he would walk at level 2 on the treadmill while making fun of other people doing exactly what he was doing.
Yeah, I think I could work that into my routine.
Get my steps in.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think of luxury,
yeah,
you think big homes and fancy cars.
Yeah.
But I think you can argue that experiencing this would be one of the most luxurious moments of your life.
Damn.
Because this is stressful. All the people around you make it time-consuming.
Mm-hmm.
And very few people actually like to do this. So if no one else was around while you were doing it.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Costco is on fire.
Costco.
And they are offering an interesting new perk.
Wow.
A Costco membership, Tommy, baseline, is $65 a year.
Yeah.
But they offer higher tiers. For example, their highest is the executive membership.
Ooh, look at me. I'm an executive.
That costs $130 a year.
What do I get for that?
You get like 2% off most items, a couple other things, like vacation help. But they are offering a new perk to their executive members.
The penthouse level?
That's right. Those members will now be able to shop 30 minutes earlier than the general public.
That's a big advantage right there.
So that before the store is actually open to the public, you go in.
So you get different store hours.
Yes, you do. You get an extra. You get the first 30 minutes all to you and the rest of the executive members. Yes.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Costco is notorious for always being slammed.
Yeah.
And if you've ever been inside a Costco ever, it is a lot to deal with. But now you can pony up this dough. You'll have time to get your shopping done with clear aisles. No one's standing in front of you when you need stuff. No lines to stretch on forever.
But couldn't you just go early?
Nope.
No.
Because
like when, I say like when the store first opens
there's
up.
There's a line.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. So my husband and I tried this. It was a Wednesday. He had off. So we're like, as soon as I get done here, let's go to Costco. I think like they, I think they open at like 10.
Nine or 10.
So I'm like, oh, it'll be early enough. Like it shouldn't be too bad.
Yeah.
And it was mobbed.
No kidding. Damn.
So I tried the same thing when we first got our Costco membership. I showed up on Saturday at 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
in the morning.
I usually early in the morning, just a couple of stragglers.
And the line was already 60 people deep.
60?
I thought they were selling Metallica tickets. It was insane.
Wow. All right, so you get to shop like Elvis.
Yeah. This is the greatest idea of all time.
I know. What a great perk without really costing them much.
You just had to go earlier. You'd have to go like 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm guessing.
8:30, yeah. So it'll open at 8:30. All right, let me ask this question, because not everyone's a Costco member.
Yeah.
And not everybody wants to get up at, 7 o'clock in the morning to go to the grocery store. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What would you be willing to spend for a solo shopping experience? Let me throw out a scenario.
Yeah.
All right. Let's say Wegmans decides every Saturday at noon, they're going to shut down the store for an hour.
Oh, people would definitely pay for that.
Okay.
But Saturday at noon?
But here's the thing. You could go in.
Yeah.
But every time you go in Saturday at noon for an hour, it's an extra $50.
Mm.
Would you do it, Kimmy?
Probably not. I mean, I don't know if I could justify $50.
You think it's too much?
Yeah, instead of just like, because again, you're not getting any perk other than just other people not being there or not being as busy, which is great, but I don't know if I'm willing to do it for $50.
Would you pay $50?
I don't need to because of my flexible schedule. So like when I go to Wegmans on Saturday morning, it's 6:30.
Uh-huh.
I pretty much am the only person there. You could fire a cannon down those aisles.
No, people are hoping that somebody fires a cannon at you.
But I would say somebody with a busy schedule and like you only get to shop on Saturday, that extra $50 would be worth it because parking, getting in and out, and not standing in line. Yeah, I would think some families would spend that.
I would not hesitate.
Yeah.
I would sprint at them with $50 cash in my hand. Because, Kimmy, you say $50 is too much.
Yeah.
It saves you well more than $50.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about long-ass conversations when my wife runs into somebody. I'm not waiting forever for the produce scale when I got six bananas and the person in front of me is weighing every fruit that's ever been grown in the world.
Yeah.
You're rolling through aisles. You're home before you even know it. And I think you can make the argument that time is the most valuable thing you have in life, right?
Especially to a family, yeah.
You're paying $50 for your time. I am happy to pay for time.
Yeah. I would have to agree.
With kids, your grocery list is also a little longer, too, than most people. So you're probably spending more time in there. There's more stuff you got to check
families,
off your list. Yeah.
It's golden.
It would also eliminate a fight that my wife and I have every time we go to the grocery
store. What's that?
252 WCMF. We're talking about how Costco, they have their executive membership. It's $130 a year. One of the new perks for the Costco executive membership, they will allow executive members to shop 30 minutes before the rest of the membership holders, the non-executives.
Yeah.
So because I don't like grocery shopping, I do it as efficiently as possible. When I am making my list, I make the list, so I am going in a straight
aisle.
Yes.
So you don't backtrack at all.
I will not backtrack.
Yeah.
Like, I will start in the produce, I will go to frozen, and then I will check out, and I work all the way down.
Everybody has their routine.
My wife.
Their strategy.
My wife will not do this.
Yeah.
And it adds, I'm not exaggerating, 20 to 25 minutes to every trip we take.
She meanders.
She go back and forth.
Yes. And it's not even the meandering. It's just the fact that you keep getting caught in aisle traffic because she only wants to go shopping like Saturday or Sundays at like 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It is effing slammed. And I tell her, like, just give me the list and I will put it in order. And she won't.
I will control this. I will monitor our food input.
I would like to spend more time with my family outside of the effing grocery store. And it sucks because, like my wife, now we got to turn around this giant cart that weighs 150 pounds.
So do you use the big carts?
Of course she uses the big carts.
Yeah.
Well, I got a family.
I know.
How much extra is it if you do, like, the grocery delivery? Like, how much, what's a premium you're paying
for
that?
For delivery from Wegmans?
Oh, so the Instacart, we've done this a couple of times.
Is that like $50?
So I'm not exactly sure, I'll be honest with you.
I thought the actual, on Instacart, you're paying actually more per item. Not like, or is there a whack?
So I know you can buy like a membership to Instacart where it's like, quote, free.
Because everybody was doing it during COVID.
Yeah.
Right.
No, look, I got to be honest with you.
Because I was thinking that would keep you out of the store completely, but you are spending more on the convenience, so.
Here's the other thing with Instacart, the couple of times I've used it.
You don't always get
exactly what you're looking for.
Exactly. It's a stone situation.
Yes. Yeah.
You can't always get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And like some of the Instacart shoppers, God bless them, they work hard.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, it's not here. And be like, no, I know exactly where it is, and I'm going to walk in that store tomorrow, and it's going to be right there. You're just missing it.
Yeah.
You're missing it. Come on.
I also think if you switch to the Instacart and you're normally somebody that goes shopping in person, like, you might miss it a little bit.
Shopping?
Yeah.
No.
I do enjoy.
I love it.
Going to Wegmans.
Yeah, because it's fun.
No, it's
It's an experience.
Wegmans is great. I don't like grocery shopping.
Yeah, no? Most people don't. But you're the majority.
Yeah,
most people hate it.
Even sometimes, like, if I branch off, I go to like Aldi's or something like that. I do find myself like wandering the aisles, like looking around.
Yeah.
Like, I just, it is. There's
relaxing.
Something, like, once I get there, I enjoy it.
But you guys don't have hobbies.
Oh, mm-hmm.
We watch a lot of TV.
No, that's what I mean. Like, what do you
Netflix?
Like,
and I do Netflix and Prime.
No, Kimmy, let's say like,
and I'm starting to do a little Hulu.
Like,
on
there's one aisle at Aldi's that you could get stuck in for a while.
That
it's
snack
just
one?
What?
The snack one?
No, it's just random stuff. Like, it's random houseware stuff. It's random outdoor stuff.
Condoms.
Like, you never know. You never know what's going to be down that aisle every time you go, because they switch it in and out so much that it's got to be the aisle. It's the aisle of impulse buys.
Okay. Because
it's like, I didn't think I needed this canopy for my backyard, but maybe I do.
No, you bring up an interesting point. And I think that if we were to do a Venn diagram, the two circles, right? People who like to go to the grocery store.
Do their marketing.
Yeah. And people who like Marshalls are one solid circle. Mm. Because what you are describing
is... Yeah, you like Marshalls.
I mean, I'll tolerate Marshalls. Okay. If I need, like, I'll buy underpants and socks at Marshalls.
Okay. Yeah.
If my wife goes, I'll spend 5 minutes before
Sometimes you'll be like, oh, I found this cool thing at Marshalls.
But it takes me 5 minutes in Marshalls. I don't meander Marshalls. But my wife, she spent 20 hours in a Marshall.
Oh, my wife will do Marshalls and HomeSense and then TJ Maxx all in one set.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Those people who like to grocery shop.
You are people.
Yeah, you people. 252-WCMF, as we're talking about this new perk for executive members at Costco. 30 minutes pre-opening, you will now be allowed to shop. And we're talking about how that would be the ultimate luxury. Yeah. I would happily pay Wegmans $50 to have an hour to go shop with just a couple other people. Zach writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. I have this argument with my fiance every time we go to the store. I like to grab the items we need and leave. She likes to go up and down every aisle, even if there's nothing we need. Drives me crazy.
Ooh, no, there are some aisles I skip. I'm like, there's not a thing down here I need.
I'll still kind of go down almost
really?
Every aisle.
You
yeah, when
on
I shop.
Every aisle?
Not every day, but like when I go Sunday morning for like the food for the week. Yeah, I've hit every aisle.
Why?
Except like the household stuff. I don't.
Like, need. There's one aisle for like just baby stuff. You go down that aisle.
Well, yeah, that's where he buys his pants.
I might end up buying a baby someday. I don't know.
You go up and down like the Mexican aisle.
Well, yeah, I like Mexican food.
No, but you don't make it. You don't eat it because you're a bitch.
True, but I still like to look at it.
Okay, you're drinking Goya soda? You're going to get some
I might get some Malta.
Are you looking for, like, meal inspo?
Yes.
No, he's not, because he just eats salad and fennel and chicken and fish. And not, like, the cool Mexican fish. Straight up, busted-ass white people fish. Want some lutefisk? Like, there are so many aisles. You go down the bread aisle.
So that's the area I don't go down. Like the pharmacy, that kind of stuff, I get in there. Unless I'm sick.
He's afraid he's going to breathe in carbs, is what it is. Yeah. Oh, no. And, like, what do you get in the frozen food section?
So, I get those veggie patties, the Morningstar veggie patties. And sometimes I like to put Cool Whip in my coffee in the morning, so I get a little tub of that Cool Whip. I'm living large.
Man, look at you.
I get veggie patties and Wegmans Light Cool Whip.
Over 30 years on the radio. Cool Whip and McCoffee.
Little dollop in there once in a while, you know, if I'm feeling it.
You know, see.
If I'm feeling sassy.
Go back to this Costco story. The only problem with this idea from Costco, there doesn't seem to be a cap on how many executive members.
Yeah, so it could end up being slammed with executive privilege.
Yes, you could be in the same situation. Yeah. It's like when, you know, like they all these.
They sell these skip the line things when you want
exactly,
to go do things.
Yes.
So everybody, you know, for an extra $10, you could blow past everybody and stand in this long line.
All right, let me ask you this real quick. I'm going to give you three places.
All right.
Where would you be most likely to pay to experience this by yourself? Movie theater, amusement park, or major sporting event?
Mean? Sporting event where I'm the only person there?
Well, let's say the Bills sell 1,000 tickets to a Bills game. Yeah. This happened during COVID. Yeah. Remember during the playoff games?
Yes. I would say that would be the most comfortable. Would it be in an empty stadium watching a game? Yeah. I would say stadium first.
Thoughts?
No. No, I mean, that would take away from your game experience.
What, just like, screaming in a jackass?
You want that.
Yeah.
Like, that's why you go in person. Otherwise, I could just sit at home and watch it.
Good point. I like that. Okay, so Kimmy, movie theater or amusement park? What would you pay most solo
amusement
for?
Amusement park, 100%. Yeah. Yeah, no lines.
All right, let's say Darien Lake.
VIP experience.
$500, you and 12 other people in the park. Would you pay for that?
Yeah, that's worth it.
$500?
Because that's going to be the one where you're waiting around the most. Depending on how busy it is.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you could just skip to the front of the line.
Did you mention concert? Did you say concert?
I didn't say concert.
So how about that?
That would be cool.
Think about how expensive.
Major concert.
Okay.
But limited. So let's say a place like Darien Lake probably seats about 12,000 total.
Let's go with that.
So let's say you're only one of 2,000 people in the whole joint.
Okay, but think about how expensive concert tickets are now.
Mm. Right.
How expensive would that experience
how
be?
How nice would that be getting in and out of there? And getting your booze.
He immediately goes to traffic.
Yeah, because I want to get out. It's not so much getting in. It's when I'm ready to leave.
Yeah, no, I want you to leave.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.